Alrighty. Sheesh. Those things doesn't work very good when the vehicle's running. But I'm here somewhat early to work, got about an hour and a half here before things start going, kicking in a going. Oh hey, the it was a beautiful sunrise. Yesterday. And not bad today. Because, you know, we've actually got mountains here. It's kind of cool. The mountains along with the purples and the oranges and the pinks of a really cool sunrise. It just, wow, it was beautiful. Anyway, I need to figure out why some recordings I'm making with the laptop are less than stellar. It seems like it's producing some other kind of file, or it's empty. Well, it's not empty. It's taking up space, but it keeps coming back saying, "Oh, there's this fatal error." So I'm gonna take a look at that this morning while I'm doing stuff. I'm grateful for Max, who is I'll call him my boss on this job. He certainly doesn't want to be viewed that way. And I've been stupid. I've been doing research and throwing research at him about troubles he's having. And I think he's really taken a lot of offense at it. How dare me presume to tell him about his environment, which is completely true, which is a completely right attitude to have about it. I don't know anything about this environment here. Regardless, I seem to be causing a lot of problems, and I need to. And I've started adopting an attitude of, you know what, Nemro, this is somebody else's shop. And that's the tricky part, because felt a real big sense of ownership in my old place at Eastern. And, I was ultimately responsible for everything that happened there. And it was, it was a nice thing. It makes me see how, how pleasant. That's one of the things about Eastern. They don't pay you a ton, but it really ends up being kind of a pleasant place to work. And I had, I'd gotten everything to the point to where it was all working pretty good. And so one of my biggest problems is I had a lot of spare time, so I was getting bored. And I think this position does more to humble me than anything else. Says I actually have less responsibility in this job. It's hilarious because it's, you know, it's it pays a lot more. And of course that was kind of what we were going for. So there is that. And I just need to learn how to do what I'm told. Max built this whole situation up from scratch. Mostly him, with a little bit of help from everybody. And my job is basically to be a little bit of help. And that's what I need to... That's what I need to do. When push comes to shove, I'm not responsible for this stuff like I used to be. I'm just a hired hand. Hired gun. And, do what I'm told. And, I think I'm coming to terms with that. You'd think, oh, well, that makes it easy, but it's trickier than that. It's okay, though. It's okay. I'll find a way. I feel, a great need to, find other things, you know, to such an extent, I throw myself at, I threw myself at my job, I think, so well that it was working great. anyway, so, take my seatbelt off here. Oh, put my keys in my pocket. I'm very cognizant. Always have been. I think it's the autism for, losing things, so I have to get very poignant. I guess that's a good word. Anal is probably the most appropriate word for where I put stuff. I've been treating the Cohen Explorer here, my Ford Explorer Eddie Bauer thingy, which Lisa and I have decided that we're going to run into the ground. It gets bad gas mileage. Not horrible, but not great. The there is no cooling system. The heating system makes horrible noises. Thumping, thumping, thumping like some kind of baffle that's supposed to close never can. So it keeps trying. There's this clatter that happens. I don't know where the clatter is. I don't know if it's some in some differential or something like that. The brakes are shot. Yeah. I guess at some point I need to take some time, work on the brakes. Anyway. But it has what I need, and I've been using it kind of like a space capsule. I barely get out of it at night, you know. I sleep in the back. So yeah, I've kind of adopted the whole, I got a smile on my face. I've adopted the whole attitude of, you know, this is like some kind of mini space shuttle. You call it the Cohen Explorer course. Well, anyway, it's doing its job. The big question is, how many years will it do it? I tend to get rid of stuff long before the end of its life, and this is the first time I'm going to really do something until the end of its life. And hope I'm not... Pray that I don't... That it doesn't happen in the middle of nowhere, and I'm stuck out there when it finally just kind of comes crashing to a halt. And, well, anyway, so, I was having a problem with the recording while a lot of other things were open, so we're going to kind of see how it behaves. We're going to start it up, and we're going to just record just a little bit. This is using OblaCloud, which is an offline audio recorder for the Chromebook. We're going to go ahead and stop it. Takes a little time because I guess it has to mush everything down into an MP3. I was putting it on the little SD card. Okay, let's see what it does.
We're going to start it up.
It's working.
We're going to just record just a little bit. This
How come it didn't work before?
OblaCloud, which is an offline...
So you can hear me twice, can't you? Crazy. Crazy, crazy.
Audio recorder.
It's a beautiful recorder. It does a great job. Okay, whoever put the stuff into these things, it sounds magnificent. Okay. Go ahead and delete that one. No, it's not working. The playback from it's okay. Interesting. The deal is. Okay, let's try, let's delete that because it's garbage again. Seems like it doesn't get the proper metadata. See, the funny thing was, in the past, it worked fine. But I think it's because I had it's the only thing I had running. So why don't we kill off all of this? Ooh, it's an interesting background. Let's try it now. Okay, we're recording again, and Gonna see how good this recording goes. Seems, you know, everything functions okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and stop this. And then we'll see how it goes. Let's go ahead and save it to the SD card again.
Let's try it now.
So HobbitCloud can do it.
And
let's go ahead and close it too. It worked there. Maybe it was just because I had stuff going that was in the way.
Let's see how good this recording goes.
It does a good job. It does a great job. There's already people showing up. Things start kind of cooking around here about, I don't know, about 7 a.m. I think. There's some people here at 6:30 to get things rolling. The state, the New Mexico Tech vehicles show up. I'm gonna delete this. Wait, let's take a look and see about the get info.
Let's try it now.
See?
Okay, we're recording again.
It looks different. And, so it's almost like it doesn't catch some.
See how good this recording
is. See, it doesn't catch type, it doesn't catch duration.
Everything functions okay.
Before. Interesting.
All right.
Yeah, you can see the guy starting to come in. Okay. I don't think I'm going to even try to reconstitute what I recorded yesterday. You know, that's probably not even necessary. But to go ahead and stop this recording and do an actual recording on the nicer box. Of course, this probably sounds just as good. Although it is kind of downgraded so that more can fit on disk. Because I don't send this one up to the internet archive. It just goes to my home server. And I often tell people that I'm not a very technical person. I just figure things out. And I think this job will help me realize that I'm just some, you know, they usually hire a student straight out of school for this particular job. I'm the first guy that they really hired that had more, better stuff. And to be honest, I don't want to get fired. I want to give them good service, but I really need to keep my mouth shut and just say, okay, there's plenty of stuff to learn how to do without asserting myself at all. This is do other things, Jason. Do other things. Finally, get some of those hobbies that you've been promising yourself for years that you're gonna do. Go explore. Go hike. You know. Got a lot of camping areas here. We can camp out too, just because we have things kind of settled here. Doesn't mean that I can't go camping out too. I mean, I've got the Condor Explorer. Go camping. So yeah, I think I'm gonna do some extra stuff. Lisa. Lisa authorized me to have $300 of a paycheck just for me. Wow. So, I don't know what I'm going to do with any of that. My tendency is not to do anything, but that's always because I never had, to be really honest, never had my own money. I've always just pulled from the regular coffers, and anyway, so when I did, knowing that I might get into trouble for doing such things. Anyway, so we'll see how it goes. I'll talk to you later. Bye.